O come, let us worship him. My God, why have you forsaken me?
My God, why have you forsaken me?
My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not human, scorned by others and despised by the people. All who see me
mock at me.
All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They shake their heads. Commit your cause to the Lord. Let him deliver. Let him rescue the one in whom
Let him rescue
the one in whom he delights. Do not be far from me, God, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My mouth is dried up like pottery, and my tongue sticks to my jaws.
And my mouth is dried up like pottery, and my tongue sticks
to my jaws. My mouth is dried up like pottery, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs are all around me. A company of evildoers encircles me. My hands and feet have shriveled. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among themselves. And for my clothing, they cast lots.
And for my clothing, they cast lots. But, O Lord, do not be far away. O my help, come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over all nations. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord and proclaim his deliverance to the people yet unborn, saying
proclaim his deliverance to a people yet unborn, saying that he has finished it. He has finished it.
The pain didn't stop. No matter what he did, Judas could barely lift himself off the ground. It was as if a tremendous weight was sitting on his chest. He felt like he could barely breathe. He leaned against the door of the house of Caiaphas. His hands felt like they weighed 100 pounds each. When he knocked on the door, the ache from his knuckles passed through his body, and he nearly collapsed. The door opened, and Judas could tell by the way the servant stared at him that he must have looked as bad as he felt. Judas was led through a hall. The servant constantly had to stop and wait for Judas to catch up. The servant took him into a room where the chief priests sat on the floor around a table. Judas didn't even recognize the voice that came out of his mouth. "What will you give me if I bring Jesus to you?" They whispered to each other. It didn't take them a full minute. Judas picked up the coins. In spite of the cold he felt on his skin, the coins were so hot he thought they would brand his palms. When he stepped into the night, he took a deep breath and filled his lungs with air. It was the first deep breath he'd taken since he'd made his decision. He stood erect, and the pain in his chest and bones was gone. The throbbing in his head had subsided, but the coins still felt hot in his hand. He dumped them into a small leather pouch and tied it to his belt. He couldn't help hearing the coins jingle when he started walking down the dark road. It was an annoyance at first, but soon he was able to ignore it.
Do not withhold your mercy from me, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me, for troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart fails within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me. May all who see to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay.
Peter was the one they called the rock. He was the strong one. He was the one who all the others leaned on when they began to question their beliefs. But on this night, when Jesus put his hands on Peter's shoulders, there was pain in the Messiah's eyes. He was hurt. His face had become heavy and no longer looked like he'd be able to smile again. "Peter," he said, "tonight you will deny 3 times that you even know me." Peter's first response was that of disbelief. He knew there was no way he would deny his friend. But then he saw the Savior's eyes. He knew it was true. He knew. Peter's face then looked determined. He would prove him wrong. He would hide. He would go someplace where there were no people. He couldn't betray someone if there was no one to talk to. Right? Right?
Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck.
I sink deep in deep mire where there is no foothold. I've come into deep waters and the flood sweeps over me.
I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God.
More in number than the hairs of my head are those who hate me without cause. Many are those who would destroy me, my enemies who accuse me falsely.
I'm forced to restore what I did not steal.
O God, you know my folly. The wrongs I have done are not hidden from you.
Do not let those who hope in you be put to shame because of me, O Lord God of hosts. Do not let those who seek you be dishonored because of me, O God of Israel.
It is for your sake I have borne reproach, that shame has covered my face.
I have become a stranger to my kindred, an alien to my mother's children.
It is zeal for your house that has consumed me. The insults of those who insult you have fallen on me.
When I humbled my soul with fasting, they insulted me for doing so. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them.
I am the subject of gossip for those who sit in the gate, and drunkards make songs about me.
But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time, O God, in the abundance of your steadfast love, answer me.
With your faithful help, rescue me from sinking in the mire. Let me be delivered from my enemies and from the deep waters.
Do not let the flood waters seep over me, or the deep swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me.
Answer me, O Lord, for your steadfast love is good. According to your abundant mercy, turn to me.
Do not hide your face from your servant, for I'm in distress. Make haste to answer me.
Draw near to me. Redeem me. Set me free because of my enemies.
You know the insults I receive and my shame and dishonor. My foes are all known to you.
Insults have broken my heart so that I am in despair.
I looked for pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none.
They gave me poison for food, and for my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink.
But I am lowly and in pain. Let your salvation, O God, protect me.
For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise, despise his own that are in bonds.
How long, O God, the psalmist cries, a cry we make our own. For we are lost, alone, afraid, for sorrow away from home. The evil lurks within, a threat to destroy. The fragile cords that make us one, that bind our hearts in joy. Your grace, O God, seems far away. Will healing ever come? Our broken lives lie broken still. Will night give way to dawn? How can we hope? How can we sing? O God, set free our voice to name the sorrows, name the pain, that we might yet rejoice. How long, O God, the psalmist cries, a cry we make our own. Though we are lost, alone, afraid, our God will lead us home.
In the garden, Jesus told his friends to sit and wait for him while he prayed. He walked just a few yards away before falling to his knees. He leaned against a large stone and pressed his tired face on the surface. The night air had become cool, and so was the stone. The sweat on his face and his hands began to chill him. Finally, Jesus lifted himself on his knees and pressed his hands together so tightly that his knuckles turned white. "Father," he said, "if it is possible, I don't want to die this way. But if you want me to, I will." Jesus closed his eyes. He prayed so hard that his sweat looked like blood. It began to seep from the pores of his skin and fall to the ground like thick clots of mud.
Into your hand I commend my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye wastes away from grief, my soul and body also, for my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my misery, and my bones waste away. Into your hand I commend my spirit.
I am the scorn of all my adversaries, a horror to my neighbors, an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have passed out of mind like one who is dead. I have become like a broken vessel, for I hear the whispering of many, terror all around, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life.
Into your hand I commend my spirit.
But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and persecutors. Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. Do not let me be put to shame, O Lord, for I call on you.
Into your hand I commend my spirit.
Love the Lord, all you saints. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all who wait for the Lord.
He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity, and as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he was born of infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all, of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice, he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken from the transgressions of my people. They made his grave with the wicked and the tomb of the rich. Although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, out of his anguish he shall see light. He shall find satisfaction through his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities.
"Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate asked. "Don't you realize I have the power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You would have no power over me if it were not given you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jews kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." "What is it this man did to you?" "I have found him guilty of nothing. He is not a revolutionary. He is not a prophet. He is a danger to no one. I have given you Barabbas. What has this man done? I will whip him. Will that satisfy you? But what has he done? There is no need to crucify him. What has he done? Fine, he's yours. I wash my hands of his blood. This is not my doing. I will not take responsibility for his death.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. O my people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I led you out of slavery into freedom and delivered you through the waters of rebirth, but you prepared a cross for your Savior. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. O my people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. 40 years I led you through the desert, feeding you with manna on the way. I saved you from the time of trial and gave you my body, the bread of heaven. But you have prepared a cross for your Savior. O my people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I led you on your way in a pillar of cloud and fire, but you led me to the judgment hall of Pilate. I guided you by the light of the Holy Spirit, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. O my people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I planted you as my fairest vineyard, but you brought forth bitter fruit. I made you branches of the vine and never left your side, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. O my people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I poured out saving water from the rock, but you gave me vinegar to drink. I poured out my life and gave you the new covenant in my blood, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. People, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I gave you a royal scepter, but you gave me a crown of thorns. I gave you the kingdom and crowned you with eternal life, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. O my people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I struck down your enemies, but you struck my head with a reed. I gave you my peace, but you draw the sword in my name, and you have prepared a cross for your Savior.
Holy and mighty, holy and immortal, have
my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I opened the waters to lead you to the promised land, but you opened my side with a spear. I washed your feet as a sign of my love, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. My people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I lifted you up to the heights, but you lifted me high on a cross. I raised you from death and prepared for you the tree of life, but you have prepared a cross for your Savior. My people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I grafted you into my people Israel, but you made them scapegoats for your own guilt, and you have prepared a cross for your Savior. My people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me. I came to you in the least of your brothers and sisters, but I was hungry and you gave me no food, thirsty and you gave me no drink, a stranger and you did not welcome me, naked and you did not clothe me, sick in prison, and you did not visit me, and you have prepared a cross for your Savior. O my people, O my church, what more could I have done for you? Answer me.
Then they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. They offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And when they crucified him with two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, Darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he's calling for Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine and put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come and take him down." When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and breathed his last. At the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion, who stood facing him, saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man is God's son."